Go to College, They Said, a podcast hosted by Get Involved NC, your Center for Student Engagement and Leadership at Niagara College. We're here for students who are looking to make the most out of their time in college, enhance their experience, make connections, and gain a competitive edge. This is an all-access pass for students to listen, learn, and start to lead with their best professional foot forward. So go to college, they said. It'll be fun, they said. Hello, and welcome back to Go to College, They Said. It is your Cecil host, Sarah. I am here just wanting to pop on for a bit of an informational episode here, giving you a big overview of timetable selection as we are heading into August next week, which is so crazy. But your timetable selection will open on August 5th. So there will probably be lots of questions, and we just want to give you some information on that. So I'm going to go through kind of some frequently asked questions, a bit of a breakdown so that you know what to expect. That being said, Dana and I did an episode a couple weeks ago about mentioning timetable selection and how it opens on August 5th. That does not mean that your specific program is going to be on August 5th. It runs over the span of a few days, and it does not mean that your date will be that first day that it opens, but that is when timetable selection starts. So first question, common frequently asked question, is when can I see my timetable? Timetable selection schedules are released prior to each term and announced on the MyNC homepage under announcements. So be sure to check there. Schedules are available in PDF format, and students in each program will complete their online timetable selection at a specific date and time. So be sure to check the schedule. Again, all of this information will be available to you at niagaracollege.ca/MyNC/timetable-and-electives. And if you go under that tab, that timetable and electives tab, the first question you see is, when can I select my timetable? And there it will highlight the MyNC homepage under announcements, and you're going to be able to go there and see your timetable selection date. So I'm not going to list off every program and the specific date, because that would take well over the allotted time of a podcast. But from there, you can go in and you can check your timetable selection by program to know when your date will be available. So another question is, I don't see a schedule listed yet. When can I expect my timetable? When can I expect to select my timetable? So what you need to look at for this is visit niagaracollege.ca/dates and look for the post-secondary full-time online timetable selection begins date in the term that you're entering. And this date is when online timetable selection begins. So check back closer to this date and a schedule should be posted then. There's lots of how-tos listed here, how to specifically select my timetable, how to print my timetable, how to add or change courses, and how to get help with my timetable. So lots of timetable information here, but let's break down into how you are going to select your timetable block. If you are coming from high school, you know, you really just had, you picked your courses and you kind of got put into one timetable. Here, there are multiple kind of schedules available for each program, and that's what it means to select a timetable block, is you don't have to select every course individually, which is really nice. You're going to select a block on its own, and it's going to give you all of your required courses, and then you might have to select an elective individually. But for the most part, you're going to get into all your courses by selecting one block. So all programs, with the exception of General Arts and Science, have a set of predefined courses that must be taken in a specific term. These courses are grouped together in course groups or these timetable blocks. Now, most programs will have the choice of timetable blocks. If your program only has one timetable block, then you're still required to enroll in that one block. The larger programs may have multiple ones just to accommodate different sizes. So follow the instructions to select your timetable block, the first one being logging into that MyNC. From there, you're going to go to your dashboard, select the Manage Registration link in the My Student Record section, and then select/Manage Timetable brackets Nicole. If you're wondering why it says Nicole, don't be confused. It's not someone else's name. I remember when I was a student or becoming a student at NC, my sister's name is Nicole, and it really threw me off. Why doesn't it say brackets Sarah? But Nicole stands for Niagara College Online Enrollment. So that is the acronym of what that means. It does not mean your name is wrong there or anything. So from there, step two, you're going to read and accept the important notices. Then you're going to click on the Select Your Timetable Block link. from there, there are two options to select your block. Option one, select a block from the drop-down list, courses delivered online that do not have a scheduled date or time, unless they are hybrid, will be shown in the first grid. In-class or online courses that do have scheduled days and times will appear in the second grid. Courses in the second grid with day and times will have a classroom name or a number if delivered in class, or will show online sync if delivery is synchronous online. So for information regarding Niagara College course delivery methods, you can visit niagaracollege.ca/mync/delivery-methods. And Dana and I talked a bit about this on a previous episode as well. Option two, if your program has six or less timetable blocks, you may want to click on the timetable overlay view link, and this will display various schedule options using color groupings. So this feature may not be usable for programs with more than six timetable blocks. Any online courses that are not at a scheduled day and time will not show in this view. So those are just a couple things to know. But the fifth step in selecting your timetable is once you find the block, the timetable block that you want, click the enroll in this timetable block link next to your choice. From there, you will be asked to confirm your choice. Click yes to confirm and no to go back. And this is just a bit of a warning, do not close your browser window yet here. It has to be completed. Once you have selected yes for a timetable block, you'll receive a confirmation page. You can view the guide on how to request a confirmation of enrollment letter and to print this for your confirmation of enrollment. If you do not receive this page, you are not enrolled yet. So important to take note of your status. It should be full-time unless you have not met all the prerequisites for your plan and your level, or you need to choose an elective, in which case you'll be prompted to do so, and I'll talk about that in the next step. So you may be prompted to choose your elective now, and I will link everything that I'm talking about in the show notes, and there will be a link of how you can choose your elective and instructions on how to do this. Not all programs have this requirement, so you might not have an elective, but in the case that you do. So things to know, if you receive a warning about prerequisites, you may view these courses under Customize Your Timetable. When this link is open for your program, you may also print an academic advising report from MyNC, and an academic advising report will show you all the required courses for your program and will indicate the courses that you are currently enrolled in, courses where you have received a grade, courses not yet completed, as well as your graduation status. So this report is a guide only and does not constitute an official transcript in any way, and some programs with the common first year will not have an academic advisement report available until specialties have been declared in the second year. So that's some things to note. And lastly, another item to note, if you receive a warning note about a course previously taken as a question. So you may access your grade report from MyNC, and your grade report will show your final grades of all the courses that you have completed at Niagara College. You may change your timetable block up to the fifth day of classes, assuming spots are still available. If your program requires an elective, you will have to reselect your elective each time you change your timetable block. So I'm going to put a bunch of links into the show notes to help you, all the how-tos, everything you need to refer to, but those are a lot of the frequently asked questions to do with timetable selection. So again, that's a breakdown of how to select your timetable. I'll link more about how to print your timetable, how to add or change courses, how to get help with your timetable. That is a big one. I'll talk about it right now, is timetable support. So please be aware that the following items must be complete before you will be able to access your student timetable via the student portal. So just be sure you have confirmed your acceptance and paid your fees. You have obtained your user ID and password. If you still cannot log into Nicole or Blackboard or are having difficulty resetting your password, you're going to need to contact the help desk using the chat with ITS button at its.niagaracollege.ca or email them at itservicedesk@niagaracollege.ca. Again, everything will be in the show notes, but there you'll have to include your name, your student number, and a phone number to contact you in the message. And lastly, any timetable corrections can be emailed to the Niagara College Online Enrollment, aka Nicole, user support at NicoleSOS@niagaracollege.ca. So again, be sure to always include your name, student number on all email correspondence to just make your life and on the receiving end a lot easier to help troubleshoot along the way. So That is all about timetables. Again, just a little informational episode and reminder to check in now that the date of August 5th is creeping up. You want to be able to see what date you can select your timetable. Check out the show notes for all the links. Connect with us on Instagram at getinvolvednc. Email us at peermentoring@niagaracollege.ca if you have any questions. If we don't have the answer for you, we're going to work hard to get you into the right direction or in contact with the person with the best answer for you. So thanks so much for listening. Hope you're enjoying your summer, and tune in next week for another episode of Go to College, They Said.